my true love gave to me a hideous piece of tat. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two pieces of tat and a hideous piece of tat. On the
third day of Christmas, Milk Bottle Audio presents The Museum of Tat
and Kitsch,
devised by Robert Crichton, with Michael Foulds. And that was the Tat Community Choir singing us into the spirit of Christmas. Hello and welcome to this year's very special Christmas special episode special of the Museum of Tat.
Live?
Not edited. The Museum of Tat is the repository of all the cultural clutter that is smothering the soul of the developed world. We celebrate the awful, venerate its name,
Hallelujah.
And lose the will to live, so you don't have to. Entrance to the museum is free, but an exit visa costs £50 plus postage and packaging. I'm Geoffrey Collins, curator of the Museum of Tat, online gift shop now open, and in a moment I'm going to introduce you to Colin Jeffries, former senior lecturer in Tat at Sheffield University. You may have noticed that Colin has been off the radar somewhat this year. This isn't due to his chronic alcoholism, but something more tedious. Colin has been on a Tat walkabout, or Tatabout, for most of the last year now. This practice is similar to the Aboriginal practice of walkabout, except that it's been culturally appropriated by a middle-aged white man to be a hollowed-out shell of a ritual, fatally compromised and utterly pointless. Which sums up Colin rather well. Now, Colin was last seen in a skip round the back of a carpet warehouse, but I managed to track him down to some bins outside the leisure centre.
Colin? Are you in there?
Who's that?
Colin, it's Geoffrey.
Geoffrey?
I'm Geoffrey, you're Colin.
Colin.
So, Colin, you've been commuting with the spirits of Tat in this particular bin. Have you reached any new level of wisdom?
No.
No, no. Okay, that's good, because you've been out for a year now.
Yes,
You've been out for a year and looking for Tat in skips and bins across the country.
Yes.
And what have you found?
Nothing really.
Nothing. Okay, good. Have you discovered any new layers to the world of Tat on your journey?
Layers? No.
Okay. Have you found anything? Have you found anything out there, Colin?
Spoon here. No.
No. Is the spoon Tat?
It's my spoon.
It's your spoon. And shall we go in and get a cup of tea, Colin?
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Ah, lovely.
Tea.
Colin, you just get out of the bin first. Christmas, live?
Live.
Not edited.
It's the most tattiest time of the year. With the tat and the tat and the tat and the tat and the hideous tat. It's the most tattiest time of the year.
This Christmas, we're answering one of the imponderable questions of our age.
Is Tat a permanent state of being?
Is Tat a choice, or is all Tat born this way?
It is perhaps easiest to split this complex issue into two parts.
Yes. Firstly, can perfectly nice things become Tat? Colin?
Sadly, no.
No, they can't. Nice things can get broken and yet remain intrinsically whole as a thing.
Opinion will vary as to how nice it is, but if it's well made and useful, then it cannot stop being well made.
Use is subjective, anyway.
So there we have it.
Strong message here.
Strong message here. Strong message here. Strong message here.
Now, the flip side of the question, can Tat become nice?
Can Tat become nice.
You would think not.
However, Tat, by the miracle of Christmas, can magically become nice.
If only for a few weeks of the year.
Few magical weeks of the year.
How is this possible?
Well, Christmas turns the meaning of Tat on its head because at Christmas, some things become real and useful, which at other times of the year, it isn't. Nay, by convention, cannot be.
Hmm.
I discussed this problem with a scientist.
You're a scientist, aren't you?
Yes.
Good. Is this question of the changing nature of Tat anything to do with science?
Yes.
Has it been experimented upon by scientists?
Yes.
Do you like cheese?
Yes.
Live?
Live.
Not edited.
So there we have it.
Strong message here.
Strong message here. Strong message here. Strong message here.
Now, think about Christmas, the tattiest time of the year.
Where decorations,
tinsel,
baubles,
and even the satanic sand that is glitter becomes
not just suddenly socially acceptable,
but vital and positively socially prescribed.
Put simply,
when is Tat not Tat? When is Tat not Tat?
When it is Christmas.
Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Ah, yes, yes. When it is Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas.
This is known as Kevin's Christmas Tat Paradox, so named after renowned Tat philosopher and binman, Kevin the Basingstoke Plank.
Kevin the Basingstoke Plank?
Yes. At Christmas, all that is Tat
and kitsch
can become nice, so long as it is justified within the Christmas framework.
This is how all Christmas jumpers function.
I asked a philosophy graduate who was serving me coffee just now whether Kevin's Christmas Tat paradox was a major problem.
No.
So, there we have it.
Strong message here. The Christmas Tat paradox is not to be confused with the Charlene Cinderella nightmare syndrome, which references the Tat fugue state Christmas shoppers sometimes enter, where all purchases seem lovely until midnight, when the shopper suddenly realises that all their beautiful presents have turned into hideous tat.
So there we have it. Strong message here.
eBay in a manger.
Now, we only actually have one item, well, one and a half items to look at this Christmas. And it's a wonderful thing, because it's Christmas, regardless of how nice it is. It's a bauble.
Yes.
Or is it?
Oh.
Ah, you see. So, I'm going to bring up first what is a Christmas tree decoration. It's about 1 inch high. It's an angel with wings holding a harp. And it's got a little string round its halo.
Heart. Sorry, I thought heart. It was a harp.
No, it's not a harp. It's a heart.
Heart.
It's a heart. And it's a bit tasteless, really. It's a sort of glass, imitation glass thing, which you could hang on your Christmas tree, and as such has utility within the Christmas Tat paradox. And therefore, we have nothing inherently against this. This is not Tat. It's hideous, but it's not Tat. Is it Tat?
No, but it could sort of get into the and kitsch part, maybe.
It could definitely go into the and kitsch. We could call this... Shall we classify this as kitsch?
Kitsch, yes,
it's
I believe
kitsch.
So.
And now we come to the real item from the Museum of Tat. Now, this particular item, sadly, I have lost the original packaging, which was a plain white cardboard box. But it's exactly the same, almost exactly the same, angel as from the Christmas tree decoration. But it is encased in... How would you describe it, Colin?
Well, it looks like a glass ball to me.
It's a glass ball. It's not a perfect sphere, though, is it?
No, because it's got a flat bottom.
It's got a flat bottom. There's a flat-bottomed ball.
Flat-bottomed ball.
With an angel inside. And we would say, still, the angel is definitely kitsch.
Yes.
It's see-through glass effect. This particular bauble, which is quite ball-like in its baubleness, because it has a flat bottom, obviously it looks like it's to be placed on a surface. As a surface sort of paperweight. It's not very heavy as a paperweight.
No.
It's a bit of a failure as a paperweight.
Blow your papers away if it was outside and you was...
It would definitely fail that and probably break because it feels quite delicate.
It does.
I think this would break at the least provocation. Yeah, and it is provoking quite a few reactions at the moment. Here are a few reactions to showing it to a few members of the public earlier.
It's hideous. Yeah, hideous.
Right. It's a thing of beauty for sure.
Yeah. Hark, the herald angels sing, discount aisles are glistening.
So, It's round, it's got a flat base, so you'd think it should be placed on the ground. But the top has a little hanging utility, not desperately impressive little golden string, and a little circle, and a horrible sort of... It's a sort of metally holdy device.
It's your standard bauble top.
It's your standard bauble top, but it's not. It looks like it's made out of tin foil, really.
Yes.
So it's obviously also designed to be hung from a tree, which would make it a Christmas tree decoration, and therefore, within the Christmas tat paradox, it should therefore not be tat. But because it has a flat base, it doesn't look right if you hang it up. It doesn't look right as a bauble. So if you hang it on your tree, it doesn't look right. But also, because it's got the bauble hanging device, if you put it on a flat surface, it doesn't look right either, because it's got this horrible little bit of string dangling off the top. So as a Christmas decoration, it fails. Like many multi-purpose things, it is basically useless for either.
It's neither one thing or another.
And therefore, it goes from being potentially kitsch to tat.
Tad.
Tad.
What's the icing on the cake, though? What really pushes this item, which is a bit pointless...
Tad.
...as any kind of decoration, what really pushes it over the edge? Tell the audience at home, describe what is on the top of this spherical-ish bauble see-through glass thing.
Well, my spirit guide does scream at me, and it doesn't need to because the piece of tat screams at me of the gold stars that somebody has delightfully drawn on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Some amateur, it could be a child, it could be...
It's a craft pen, it's a gold craft gold pen. I say gold, it could be one of the bronze.
Bronze, I think.
It's a bronze. So someone took this ornament and said, well, you know what, an angel inside a sort of snow globe, an angel inside a globe that doesn't really look very nice. The best way to make it look better is to get a bronze craft pen and paint some really, really bad stars on the top.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
Bloody hell. It's hideous. Yeah, hideous.
Deck the halls with piles of crap. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Live?
Live.
Not edited. And now, before we go, we have one last trick. Little dose of Christmas magic for everyone at home. Here we are, Colin. Which is more likely to be tat, okay?
Right.
Okay. Is it a cheap plastic Christmas tree bought in 1986 from Woolworths?
Hallowed be its name.
Hallelujah.
Or a real live tree? Which is tat?
Oh. Well, I'm inclined to think the fake cheap plastic one from Woolworths.
The cheap plastic tree from 1986 from Woolworths. Mm. Hallowed be its name.
Hallelujah.
You would think that the plastic tree would be the tat.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You would be wrong, Colin.
Oh.
No. Because in the true spirit of Christmas...
Whoa.
Tat can become not just nice, but magical. You see, what happens with a real tree? It sits, dying.
Dying.
Making a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Only to be discarded on the side of the road in January. Whereas that plastic tree, that cheap plastic tree, bought in Woolworths...
Hallowed be its name.
...in 1986, has been in use every year since.
True, true.
I put it up this year, and I will keep putting it up, because that shitty tree scrubs up well every Christmas and is full of collected memories of horrific family arguments and head traumas. So, to all those people out there, with their special, real-life dying trees, thinking that your Christmas isn't full of tat, that you're somehow just that little bit more special, your tree is tat, and you've lost. Merry Christmas from the Museum of Tat. And Colin.
Can I take these off now?
No, Colin.
And here's more from the Tat Community Choir.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!